Today's Thursday, September 13th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV Episode 20. I am joined by Victoria Ferrari and Brad Colt, talking about Plantronics acquiring Polycom. Victoria Ferrari starts off talking about the potential impact on existing Polycom systems.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to really impact anything too much, because Plantronics is, you know, from what I understand, it's just a basic, you know, headset. It's, you know, it's not proprietary. It works with anything. So I think, you know, them acquiring Polycom is smart on their part, because they've been mostly an audio company. And so, you know, understanding that the world's changing and that people want to have video, I think it's a bigger deal for Plantronics than it is for the world at large. I think that, you know, it's just now we have another option. So, you know, Polycom was a good, viable, you know, hardware-based video conferencing solution. We had Polycom and Cisco, and now, you know, Microsoft obviously has a big stake in the game. So I think that I don't think it really affects a client negatively. You know, if they have existing Polycom, I think it's a good thing. It's going to be a good thing. It gives them more peripheral devices. I think it's a good thing for Plantronics. I think it was really smart for them to go out and buy Polycom and, you know, get their foot in the door, and they can be, you know, one of the top hardware video conferencing solutions.
All right, Brad, same kind of question. As Plantronics is, you know, adding connectivity to now Microsoft Teams, what is this going to do as we move forward? Or if anything, like Victoria said, no big deal.
Well, it really seems like they've folded Polycom in and are continuing on the roadmap that Polycom already had laid out, where they've had that strong relationship with Microsoft for over a decade now. And I'm not seeing a lot that they're looking to try and disrupt. I think they're looking to try and take what Polycom is doing and fold it into their business and become that unified communications player that strengthens their business. And they already knew the audio. You know, now that they're adding the video, it seems like a name change to me, but it doesn't seem like too much of a change to what Polycom had been doing. You know, the IT department, they know Polycom. A lot of times they're the ones dictating that standard to us. I'm not bringing in those solutions to them anymore. So it's something that's already familiar there. It gives Plantronics, who also had a large familiarity with the IT department, just another quiver another arrow in their quiver to be able to use when they're going and having those conversations with those UC professionals. And, you know, a lot of the larger organizations that we're working with, their IT department have somebody who specializes in unified communication. And some of the people who are dealing with the integrated AV might be a different part of that department. And so it makes it easier to have that conversation with those people who are specializing in providing those solutions for communication.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.